Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. 0344 499 1000.
Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roll.
People on the Talk Radio Twitter feed defending Donald Trump's racism. I get to see all the tweets here that come up. And he told them to come back, you clown. If people hate the country and constantly talk it down, then it's legitimate to question why they're there.
But they were born there.
Only
apart
three of them were,
one.
But they're black. So their roots must be from elsewhere.
So let's get this straight, OK. So three of them were born there.
Yeah.
The one that he's really targeting and the one they were chanting, send her back, has been there since she was a tiny little girl and has risen through the ranks and has made it her home, but also taken such an interest in the welfare of the people of the United States that she became a senator. Was that her mistake?
Here's the thing, you can't listen. All right, I'm going to come out on a limb and I'm going to say it, right? If you're defending Donald Trump's racism, you're a racist. You're a racist. That can be the only excuse that you would defend. Well, I know we don't normally do this kind of stuff in there, but it's just really upset me that the president of America is being defended for what is racist, you know, what is absolute racism. And when America sneezes, Britain catches a cold, and we're next, and we're gonna have a racist prime minister next week, and a racist who's going to be sucking up to another racist to try and make sure the Tories stay in power. That's where we're at, and it's bleak, man. It's really, really for us non-racists, for us people that don't care what colour or what culture or where you're from, for us non-racists, these are bleak times. I get it. For racists, it's been bleak times for about 30 years. I get it. It's your turn. But please, let us non-racists be a little bit upset the way things are going, guys. I beg of thee. Please. If you defend Donald Trump and what he said, you're a racist. It's that simple.
Tell you what else is becoming a pattern, and it's happening here, is people like Donald Trump saying stuff and then telling us that he didn't say it,
yeah.
Even though it's blatant, it's been recorded, you can see it.
Of course.
And then people who support him saying, yeah, but I don't believe that recording.
Of course, we've got Steve Bannon was caught on tape a couple of weeks ago saying if you're called a racist, wear it as a badge of honour. Words to that effect, I'm paraphrasing ever so slightly. Nelly, you're getting right on my nerves tonight. Shall I tell you why? We're doing the seven disappointments of the world. He's put Nando's down. This guy's a silly sausage of the heart with a capital P. He's put Nando's down. Is he being ironic? Is it a joke, Catherine? I cannot get my head around seven disappointments of the world. Mona Lisa, Leaning Tower of Pisa, Stonehenge, Nando's?
Can I be controversial?
Go on.
I'm not all that jazzed about Nando's.
All right, well, fine. You've let me buy you plenty of cheeky Nando's.
But it's because
you've let me buy you lots of cheeky Nando's and now you don't like them.
No, it's not that I don't like them. They're all right. But I wouldn't go, oh, tell you what I really fancy.
That's bollocks, because I've actually heard you say those words.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have, followed by the word Nando's. I've heard you say that.
No.
I have.
No.
You liar. Lies. Fake news.
Wow.
Fake.
Wow.
Fake news.
Hey. Send me back where?
back to Nando's to see where our order is, as it's taken ages. 0344 499.
Do you remember when we first went to 1, Nando's 000. And they used to announce the chicken was about to arrive? They stopped that. Doing that,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They'd come up and say, your food will be here shortly.
It's like they send a little trumpeter.
I think cutbacks. No, I love the chicken. I will not hear a word said against it. Let's go to Penny. Good evening, Penny.
Good evening, Ian.
Hello, Penny. What can we do for you tonight?
I'm glad you're back, and I've noticed you've been off a week.
No, I haven't.
Feeling better.
I was off yesterday.
Okay, well, if I'm honest, I only listened for one night.
Well, then there you go. But then don't say, I noticed you've been off for a week when I've only been off for one night, you absolute prune.
I think you've been off for a week, Penny.
Yeah, I've noticed I've been off for a week, but no one would notice that.
No.
So
I was only off last night. I was not great, but Catherine did an excellent job last night. I was chuckling a lot in bed listening to her.
She was fantastic.
She's the best.
It had a very calming and soothing feel.
Yeah. Which is ironic because when I work with her, I get nothing but hassle.
Aggravation.
Yeah. Aggravazioni, as they say in Italy. So listening to her, it was a real revelation that under...
She was speaking to someone who was quite intoxicated, and Catherine, I thought you were quite amazing because you just said you're not very clear. Instead of saying, you're incredibly drunk.
They weren't intoxicated. It was Mark, and he just was holding his phone all wrong, so he rang us back on a better line. He can't be intoxicated. He was looking after a load of disabled people.
I don't know.
Not Miss Hannigan.
Well, I admired it anyway. Whatever.
I take your admiration and I'll shine it up.
What can we do for you this evening, Penny?
Well, I thought you said... You were talking about baking, so I thought, well, why hasn't anyone mentioned baking powder? And then I said to my husband, and he said, no, they said bacon. And I said, oh, right, OK, well, I've already phoned now.
Well, can you get bacon powder? What's that bacon that you can get?
Bacon salt.
It sounds like something, but I think I've made it up. But I have come across another whilst thinking, contemplating upon this.
OK.
Also, just quickly say, it's just passed, but yesterday,
yes,
as in the 19th of July, was my husband's 46th birthday.
Wow, same age as me at last. I've been waiting for him to catch up. Now we can party!
He is a wonderful, wonderful man.
We can party! The 46-year-old posse! Party!
Party in your slippers.
That's it, man. I love my slippers so much.
Living the dream.
I love my slippers so much. They're the best, aren't they?
Slippers up. We need support at this age. You can't be dancing around.
My mum bought me when I was 20 and I moved, 24 maybe, and I moved into my first place that I was renting. I don't know what it was, 23, I don't know. You don't get them anymore because they're a real pain in the ass, but they're great. A foot spa.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love a faff to set up, but I would sit there and watch telly with my foot spa and a little bit of Radox in there. Oh, it's bliss.
Even a dream.
Oh, it's bliss.
You know what you can get these days?
Lost.
What? No, you can get... Knotted. You know that bowl out of your sink? Fill that up with soapy water and stick your feet in that.
But it doesn't vibrate. Foot spa vibrates.
Okay, well, you have to bring your own vibrations.
Well, you put in a love stick. Don't want to say dildo.
An electric silly sausage.
I didn't want to say dildo.
You didn't want to say it, but you said it twice.
Okay, I'm not going to say dildo a third time. Oh. Penny, can I ask you a personal question, please, while I suck on water?
I would be honoured, flattered.
No, it wasn't that. No.
Oh, sorry.
What's your thing?
My thing this evening is about bacon.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, you know, what's your thing?
What about my thing for people?
What's your thing that gets you going?
Deeply awkward, inappropriate, rude people, really.
What, like Mr. Bean?
No, not like like a
He's not
like
rude.
A kind of pantomime, but more sort of like David Brent, sort of.
Oh, you mean like a Ricky Gervais, Frankie Boyle?
Yeah, but maybe like slightly less intelligent.
So you like thick, awkward men who say inappropriate things. That gets you horny, does it?
No, what gets me horny is... I don't like that word.
Okay.
What gets me...
What moistens?
No, worse. No. Okay.
What makes your libido jingle?
Yes. Yes. That sounds like.
How do you know what car she drives?
A Nissan Libido. Oh, blimey.
So what makes your Ribena jingle?
Ribena.
I don't know the words you're using.
But I know what you mean. A sort of mixture of someone who's arrogant, a bit of a bully, and quite argumentative.
Well, like Piers Morgan.
Oh, no, not...
That's why he's so popular.
I don't know. I fell in love with my husband at first sight, and the reason was...
He told you to F off.
No, it's because I'd never met anyone bossier in my life.
Oh, right, I get you.
Oh, and so you're the sub in the bedroom, and he's the dominant.
No, what
get
was funny is
get upstairs, Penny.
He didn't realise, because he was an only child and I came from a large family,
okay,
is that as he was bossing me around, I was completely ignoring him, because why would I take any notice of him? But I just found it intriguing that anyone would continue to boss someone around while they weren't doing it.
Wow, yeah. That was strange. So, like Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, but I would just laugh in his face. But I do like to be around that level of energy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's sparky. Wow.
Yeah, I don't really want to, you know, I might sort of poke them a bit if they're not too annoyed, you know. I might think, I could annoy you a little bit, you a little bit.
So you give as good as you can get, but you respect the bully.
Oh, not the, oh.
Wait, put your other hand in the air. I want to see the other hand, please.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
My first boyfriend, I loathed. I thought he was the most arrogant person I'd ever met in my life. And then it kind of flipped, and it turns out I quite like really difficult people.
Yeah, I do.
Because it's more rewarding to tame them.
Yeah, and also it's quite funny how many people they just sort of generally, you know, that like my husband will have some quite sort of intense arguments over some very small things with other people.
Oh, wow.
And I love that.
Do you? Do you not get embarrassed?
Oh, not normally when I'm there. Normally when he's at work.
All right, okay. So you like hearing about it?
No, he wouldn't like cause a big scene or he wouldn't or anything like that. But I mean, if he would, no, I wouldn't get embarrassed. Oh no, I'm proud, proud. I'm like no, he's with me. No, yeah, brilliant.
Love
no,
it.
Proud.
Okay, proud.
Yeah.
All right, Penny. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome, and I'm glad you're better and you haven't been off all week.
I'm glad I wasn't off for a week. I couldn't afford it. We'll speak again soon, Penny. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 0344 499 1000. You've been off for a week. No, I haven't.
She has.
Liz, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with that man.
There's no strangers here, just friends you haven't stalked on Facebook yet.
Have never sent my picture to anyone who didn't request it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We'll get Sam in a bit to get our latest update on Tinder, the show being on Tinder. Let's see where we're going with that. Before that, let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
How you doing, mate? All right.
Very, very well, Paul. What can we do for you this
thanks
evening?
Thanks for taking the call, anyway.
It's a phone show. Listen, it's what we do.
Yeah, I know. You've changed a bit, mate. You've changed. It's all changed. I can't believe you just called... You've named our new Prime Minister as a racist. I want your response.
I'm waiting for something I can respond to.
Well, you've called him a racist.
Yes.
You've called Boris Johnson a racist.
Yes, I have, yes.
Yeah, so prove it then. What's he said?
Pickaninnies, watermelon smiles.
No, absolutely disgusting, mate.
Sorry?
I've got to say
it. It is disgusting. It's disgusting language for a Prime Minister to use about people of race and colour, yeah. I'm glad you agree.
Tell me what he said that's racist, then.
I did just start telling you, Paul, and then you rudely interrupted me.
No, I didn't rudely interrupt you. My phone cut off for some reason. I'm sorry about that.
You what, sorry?
My phone's cut off. I'm sorry about my phone cutting off.
Okay.
But please, must be delay on the phone, or someone's or to delay me.
The delay on your brain.
I like it, God. Yeah. Right, so... You've told the country, I love this station, I love this radio station, I like you, I think you're great, but to call the next Prime Minister a racist, please
why does it upset you so much that I've called Boris Johnson a racist? Why does it upset you so much?
Because he's not.
Tell me why he's not.
Tell me why he is.
Okay, it upsets you so. So, if I were to say Catherine's a racist, would you be equally upset?
Oh,
Catherine.
I don't know who she is.
That's me.
She's the lady that produces and hosts the show with me.
That you love, apparently. Right.
I'm sorry, but hello. No, I don't.
Halal.
Hello. How are you doing? But please tell me.
Okay. If I were to say that Catherine is a racist, would you be as angry as you are about Boris Johnson? Catherine isn't a racist. You've said that you're upset. You've said that you're upset that I've called Boris Johnson a racist because he isn't. But you're not upset when I call Catherine a racist and she isn't. So again, I ask the question: why are you so upset that I've called Boris Johnson a racist?
Because you're just turning it round now. I don't listen to you all the time. But what you're saying...
Why are you upset that I've called Boris Johnson a racist?
Because he's not.
Right, Catherine's not a racist, but you're not upset when I call her a racist.
I never had to call her that.
I'm calling her it now. Catherine, you're a racist.
Gosh.
Well, I'm upset then, yeah.
Okay, well, there's the consistency that we were missing before.
So you can't answer the question, then?
I can answer the question, but I just don't see what the point is.
Why are you calling Boris Johnson? Tell me what he said that's racist.
Pickaninnies, watermelon smiles, letterboxes...
A letterbox is not racist.
Letterboxes and bank robbers. Now, if you don't think...
You have to take your helmet off when you go into a Tesco's, mate.
Sorry?
You have to take your helmet off when you go to Tesco.
You're a helmet.
Paul, are you bothered about how long my skirt is or what I'm wearing?
Nope.
Why are you bothered about what they're wearing?
Exactly.
Well, no.
You're not bothered then?
So you're not bothered about what Muslim women sometimes wear?
Nope.
But he can poke fun at them and that's fine?
Exactly.
All right, okay. Paul, and you don't think calling black people, describing black people as having watermelon smiles is racist?
What the hell are you talking about?
But when Boris Johnson described black people as pickaninnies and said they had watermelon smiles, you don't think that's racist?
No, not at all.
Do you understand the... Maybe you're not a racist. I'm still erring on the side that you're not a racist and you don't get...
No way. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that you're not. And maybe...
I hope I'm not.
Well, I'm hoping that you're not. And maybe... You don't understand the connection between people of colour, black people, and how describing them as watermelon eaters, eating the watermelon, having watermelon smiles. Maybe you don't understand why that is racist.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, let me tell you now. It is racist to say that black people have watermelon smiles. It was kind of a big thing a long time ago to assume that black people only ate watermelons and that they would eat watermelons and they would smile and they'd have the seed stuck in their teeth and stuff like that. So it is a racist term. Catherine?
He also suggested that, in a poem he wrote about the Turkish president, Erdogan, that he sowed his wild oats with the help of a goat.
Which is a racist thing.
About that.
Well, we're explaining it to you.
Yeah, but I don't think that's right.
Well, it is. Trust us. Listen, you're talking to two very.
You're telling me something.
Yes, that is factually correct.
Your point of view.
Yeah, we're telling you a factually correct thing.
Yeah.
Pickaninnies. But... Do you know what pickaninnies means?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
Come on, mate.
I'll tell you.
He's not racist.
Paul, I'm giving you
it's
examples.
It's as if you don't want to hear it, Paul.
I'm giving you. He described. He said something along the lines of, the Queen would visit various countries in the Commonwealth and would be waved at by pickaninnies. Now, the definition of pickaninny, it's a North American historical racial slur which refers to a dark-skinned child of African descent.
Right.
It's a racist slur. So now, this is a pivotal moment in your life, Paul.
Yeah.
Now, with all of the information and the facts that prove what he has said in those instances is racist, if you... And just don't answer yet, Paul. Don't answer yet.
I won't. Don't worry, I won't.
If you have a... This is a pivotal moment in your life. If you now say, yes, those things are racist, OK. If you carry on to defend him for saying those things and say they're not racist, with the knowledge of what those things mean... Then, Paul, I hate to break it to you, but you'll be a racist too. So what's it going to be, racist or non-racist? Do you defend Boris Johnson for what he said there, or do you say that what he said was racist?
Yes, it was.
Thanks very much for your call, Paul. We didn't need the but. We didn't need the but there. We got away with it. So you're agreeing that Boris Johnson is racist?
No, I don't.
But you just said that what he said was racist.
No, I didn't, because you put it into my mind.
No, you just said that those things, with all the information, they're racist.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. The sigh of, yeah, I suppose so. Well done, Paul. That was a big moment. That was a big moment, Paul. It could have gone one way or the other. And he's admitted that Boris Johnson is a racist, and he's going to stop defending him. That's great. Now he's got the evidence. That's great. Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate that. Let's go to our friend Rhythmic Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Hello, yes. Well,
hello, yes. Welcome.
Yeah, my namesake, who you've just let go, is the reason why I called. Because I mean, you know, as I was listening to him speak before you stole my thunder, the question I wanted was, you know, what does it take for someone to be actually acknowledged as a racist? In today's particularly pungent environment, what does it take? Because, you know, we have both prospective candidates for the British Prime Minister failing to go to cross the line and say, yes, well, you know, under any other circumstance, well, no, actually just to say, yes, what I heard from the President of the United States can only be categorized as racist.
They wouldn't call him out as a racist because of money. That was it. That was the reason.
Yeah.
They wouldn't call him out as a racist because they didn't want to lose trade because they know that we're screwed.
Which is exactly how Donald Trump has grown up, being able to say whatever he wants because money talks.
Yeah. The reason for many...
Paul, listen, I'm a white, middle-aged guy. You know, the world's always been pretty good to me. You're a black guy. When you see... And I'm really upset by what is going on with Donald Trump and what is going on with Boris Johnson and all of that in terms of race. But how do I phrase this without sounding like a dick? I can't really. As a black man, it's not a great way to start a question, but it's late. Fine. But you know what I mean.
I
was wondering how you viewed the world at the moment, the leaders of the free world at the moment, and the direction that we seem to be speeding in.
I think to say that I'm petrified might well be understating it.
Wow, really? That much?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean,
you know, with Brexit and everything that's going on, myself and my wife, who is of Asian origin, we have discussed it already. And, you know, if the SH1T hits the proverbial, we're leaving to Korea.
Right.
I mean, you know, I will not hesitate to do that.
Yeah.
Because, yes, there is racism there, but the way, you know, the stuff that I've seen, the stuff that I've heard about, fortunately had very little of it come my way in recent times, but a horribly, horrifyingly toxic environment is growing and being nurtured, and the fact that world leaders find themselves unable to condemn it openly is, I think, possibly the largest problem, other than the source material itself.
The next prime minister of your country couldn't call it out. Couldn't call it out, you know. And you just think, Jesus, everything now, we're in a world of likes and retweets, right? Everything is the number of likes you get, and that can be posting a picture of your dinner to getting votes to be the leader of the Tory party. It's all about the number of likes and treading that line where you say stuff that offends the right number of people, but also gets a bigger number of people on your side. And man, we're screwed, Paul. We're screwed. I don't see anything that we could do to change. And you'd say that you're petrified by the way it's going. That breaks my heart, man.
One of the canaries in the coal mine for me is when you go online and you've got younger kids, and I'm talking like 14, 15-year-olds, throwing the N-word around. That was an old-fashioned word when we were growing up. We thought that we were the last generation that we were going to have to deal with that.
10 years ago, we'd do phone-in shows, and you'd have had this, Kath, and people would say, well, the thing is, I can't really say what I want to say on here because I'll just get cut off. And you know that it was something racist. Racist on something. And I would always say, you can say it, but you'll get challenged. And people would say it. It was generally about Muslims being scumbags. That was generally it. And then, and they were the good old days. And then someone undid the bolt. And now when people go, well, I can't really say what I want to say because I'll get called a racist, that's gone. That barrier's gone. And now people will say what they really want to say. Here's the thing, political correctness, I know it was annoying. Actually, it was great. And we're all going to miss it now that it's gone, because political correctness was basically there to protect minorities of whatever reason they were a minority. It was there to protect you. You can't go around bandying the N-word and the P-word and say, call someone a cripple and all of that stuff. That's what it did. And that's gone. You know, the fact that... Here's what I knew we were really screwed, Paul. It was 4 years ago when Trump was running for president, and he did, he took the mickey out of that disabled reporter.
Yep.
And he did the thing where he put his hands, like we used to do as kids. I did it when I was 10. He did that thing where he put his hands together and clapped, and he pulled what we used to call a blem, where he put his tongue in his, and he did that face and that. And I saw his likability in the polls go up, and I thought, well, that's it, that's game over.
Yep.
Anyone else, 5 years, a year, 2 years before that would have gotten pulled. He went up in the popularity. I thought, that's it. We're done. We're in a new era of politics.
Yeah. There is no longer accountability for that which is said. And the power of the word is both extraordinarily mighty and insignificant simultaneously. But in the political arena, the word is everything.
Mm.
And if you cannot be challenged and held accountable for that which you say, that there is nothing else.
I heard someone saying about Donald Trump, and I think it can apply to what's going on here as well, is that the people that vote for him might not agree with everything he does, but they hate the same things he does.
Mm. And also, he's made it acceptable now to go up to black people in the street. Go on, you're going to go home then. He's made it acceptable in his country, in a country that has guns, and he's also made it accept people defending him, people doing phone-ins. Is what President Trump said racist? The fact they're even asking that question, instead of everyone coming out and going, that racist idiot, it means you can legitimately go up to a person of colour in this country. Go on then, you're going home.
Let me throw something else into the mix. Interesting that he is picking on women in this particular instance.
Totally.
And when we're talking about people, a lack of integration, they go for the women in hijabs.
Yeah.
They're not going for men, are they? They're not talking about people wearing dish dashes in the street.
What's a dish dash?
The long shirts.
The pyjamas.
Yeah.
I used to love that. I wore those in Pakistan. There's a reason people wear them, because they're cool in the heat.
And comfortable.
I used to love
those. No one's talking about that, are they?
They're called dish dash. Interesting. Paul, I love you, man. What can I say? You know, hopefully we can all come out the other side. But, honestly, I think we got 15, 20 years of this.
I'm holding my breath and I'm keeping my eye very closely on what's going on.
Thank you, Paul.
That's the best you can do.
Always nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.